Hello, podcast friends. This is your host, Pedro Diaz, aka Peter Days. Welcome to the Cultural Broker, the Latino Experience. And today, I'm excited to talk to you about the subject that I chose from the Harvard edX Rhetoric class, which is the art of persuasive writing and public speaking. And I chose to deal with healthcare, which is a very controversial issue in politics. And I went down this rabbit hole, but obviously it has affected me in many ways. So a little bit of history that I had healthcare all the way to when I'm 26. And then after that, the healthcare plan kicks you out of my parents' plan. So from 26 to now, 31, I haven't had healthcare. Actually, I did have healthcare for a small period of time when I was working in the last company. But man, it's just, I had to cut down my hours, whatever, it just didn't work out. And I always had the mentality of being an entrepreneurship and owning my own business. So I always had like a part-time job and I always had my small business going. And it's such a difficult thing to get things going when you have a small business. And what can I say? I don't want to make excuses. I don't want to make excuses. I could always really work harder and maybe I goofed around many of those years. But I still work most of the time. Since I've been 16, I had a job, and I'm Mexican-American, so I always had like two jobs, a part-time job over here and a part-time job over here. Then I went to college, and I wasn't the smartest guy, but I was very involved in student organizations. And what I mean smartest is that I didn't get the A's and the B's. I got A, B, C's, and one D, and one F because I didn't drop the class because I wasn't educated on that. And they told me, but whatever, I'm going off the subject. The subject is healthcare, and it's a complex situation. And what I've learned is that 27 million Americans don't have healthcare. And right now I'm living in Brazil, and you know what? My wife tells me, look, it's not the best care that you can get, but it's something. You're not going to go into debt and go bankrupt. And it's just heartbreaking that I remember broken my shoulders. It's just hard to talk about it because, like, some of the jobs that I've had in the past, they did give me benefits and healthcare. And some were cheap and crappy healthcare, and some were decent that I had to go see a doctor. But it was just the time that I was there. And then the benefits don't kick in until like 3 months. And if you don't like the job, you don't got benefits. You don't got healthcare. It's a complicated issue. And I always wanted to be a small business owner, entrepreneur. And that's what America is about. It's about entrepreneurship. And I don't make a lot of money, but I do it my own time. I go to work on my time now. I hustle. I start this podcast. I sell things online. I interpret and I push myself to be a better person. I educate myself. And this is my spiel about healthcare. Man, I published a spiel on healthcare long ago and I just ranted back. But this is my energy, more focused. And this is my speech for the Harvard edX Rhetoric, the Art of Persuasive Writing. So let's get to it. So this is the speech. A country's health is only as good as the citizen who reside there. The U.S. is regarded around the world as the number one economically endowed country. And many may not know the following. But the U.S. is also number one in the categories below compared to peer nations like Germany, Canada, France, the UK, and Australia. These results and conclusions are gathered from the American Public Health Association and the Commonwealth Fund. The data is from the 2019 release of health statistics compiled by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, which tracks and reports on a wide range of health system measures across 36 high-income countries. Data were extracted between July and August 2019. The U.S. is also number one for burden to adults with chronic disease. Chronic disease burden is adults that have ever been told by a doctor that they have two or more of the following chronic conditions: joint pain or arthritis, asthma or chronic lung disease, diabetes, heart disease, including heart attack, or hypertension, which is high blood pressure. The U.S. is also number one for infant mortality rate and women dying due to complication. The U.S. is number one for suicidal rate. The U.S. is number one for hospitalizations from preventable causes. The U.S. is number one for avoidable death. The U.S. is number one for obesity and diabetes for decades now. The U.S. is number one in drug-related death by far, according to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. A Wall Street trader once said to me at a party, "If you don't know who's getting screwed in a trade, that means it's probably you." There are winners and losers according to Wall Street trade policy, and I'm here to tell every American that your health is priceless and untradeable. Healthcare should be the priority of every country. Every citizen and then resident should be able to receive an annual checkup and treatment, because a country will benefit with a healthy and productive life. Ignoring millions of Americans that don't have healthcare or lack proper insurance is only intensifying the problem for the near future. A simple illness can turn into a life-threatening disease at any moment. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau indicates that a total of 27.5 million Americans had no health insurance during 2018. Having no health insurance also often means that people will postpone necessary care and forgo preventive care, such as childhood immunizations and routine checkups, completely, because the uninsured usually have no regular doctor and limited access to prescription medication. They are more likely to be hospitalized for health conditions that could have been avoided. If a third of our population can't get treatment now, the health of our country is in critical condition. Fellow Americans, have you ever heard this question? From a level of 0 to 10, 0 being no pain, 10 being the most pain you ever felt, what are you experiencing right now? Have you ever answered a 9 for a headache, and thinking about your lack of insurance makes it a 10? What do you do? Fortunately for Americans like me, living in border cities like El Paso, Texas, are able to access affordable treatment from our sister city, Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, Mexico. I felt that was my only option when I needed a root canal because of molar-eating bacteria had reached my nerves. Mind you, I have been working since I was 16 years of age. I have a college degree, but the pain got me in between jobs, which means no insurance. If you're an American and have a level 10 pain, just go to the emergency room or an urgent care. Bankruptcy only lasts 7 years, and American life expectancy is about 70 years of age, which is the lowest compared to our peer nations. I'm talking about 500,000 people that will go bankrupt this year because of medical bills in the United States. according to the LA Times 2019. At this rate, 16% of the US population will be bankrupt in 10 years. According to PBS Healthcare Crisis webpage, delaying care for free or medical bills is a downward spiral that leads to ultimately higher healthcare costs for all of us. More than one-third of uninsured adults report they have problems paying their bills, which helps explain why many of the uninsured don't seek out the care they need until the last minute. But when an uninsured person is in crisis and cannot pay, the burden falls upon the insured population, the hospital, the doctors, and the government. And these billions of dollars of uncompensated care drive up health insurance premiums for everyone. If the healthcare system doesn't allow every resident in the United States to be seen now, it's going to cost extra in the near future. The healthcare system needs to prepare for the 27 million Americans that don't see a doctor regularly. We need to have programs where we invite everyone in the community that doesn't have healthcare insurance the opportunity to see a doctor. We need to have more incentives for our youth to become doctors and nurses instead of lawyers and Wall Street traders. We should have our armed forces help attack our biggest foe, weak vigor. Instead of playing defense, let's go on the offense and attack the country's growing health conditions. Major provisions of the Affordable Care Act were introduced recently, but there are still millions of Americans that feel hopeless because they cannot see a doctor. The hypocrisy of the system has been illustrated with the COVID-19 virus. Now that we have an infectious virus going around, we have free vaccines. But before, there were millions of Americans dying for causes that could have been fixed with a simple vaccine. Only when it affects the majority of the workforce, of the rich and the powerful, do we finance our healthcare. Together, we are more powerful than any CEO or Wall Street bank. Don't forget that. Unprejudiced healthcare system for everyone. Just like France, Canada, and the UK. May God bless healthcare workers around the world, and may God bless the United States of America. This is my speech for my class, the Harvard EdX Rhetoric, the Art of Persuasive Writing and Public Speaking. Here we go. A country's health is only as good as the citizen who resides it. The U.S. is regarded around the world as the number one economically endowed country. Many may not know the following, but the U.S. is also number one in the categories below compared to peer nations such as Germany, Canada, France, the U.K., and Australia. These results are from the American Public Health Association and the Commonwealth Fund. The U.S. is number one for burden to adults with chronic disease. Chronic disease burden is defined as adults that have ever been told by a doctor that they have two or more of the following chronic conditions: joint pain, arthritis, asthma, or chronic lung disease, diabetes, or heart disease, including heart attack, or hypertension, which is high blood pressure. The U.S. is number one for infant mortality rate and woman dying due to complications. The U.S. is number one for suicidal rate. The U.S. is number one for hospitalizations from preventable causes. The U.S. is number one for avoidable deaths. The U.S. is number one for obesity and diabetes for decades now. The U.S. is number one in drug-related death, according to United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. Analysis used data from the 2019 released health statistics compiled by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, which tracks and reports on a wide range of health systems measures across 36 high-income countries that were extracted between July and August 2019. A Wall Street trader said to me once at a party, "If you don't know who's getting screwed in a trade, that means it's you." There are winners and losers according to Wall Street trade policy, and I'm here to tell every American that your health is priceless and untradeable. Healthcare should be the priority of every country. Every citizen and resident should be able to receive an annual checkup and treatment because the country will benefit with a healthy and productive life. Ignoring millions of Americans that don't have healthcare or a lack of proper insurance is only intensifying the problem for the near future. A simple illness can turn into a life-threatening disease at any moment. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau indicates that a total of 27.5 million Americans had no health insurance during 2018. Having no health insurance also often means that people will postpone necessary care and forego preventive care such as childhood immunizations and routine checkups completely. Because the uninsured usually have no regular doctor and limited access to prescriptions, medication, they're more likely to be hospitalized for health conditions that could have been avoided. If a third of our population can't get treatment right now, the health of our country is in critical condition. Fellow Americans, have you ever heard this question? From a level of 0 to 10, 0 being no pain, 10 being the most pain you ever felt, what are you experiencing right now? Have you ever answered a 9 for a headache? And thinking about your lack of insurance makes it a 10? What do you do? Fortunately, for Americans like me living in border cities like El Paso, Texas, are able to access affordable treatment from our sister city, Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, Mexico, I felt that was my only option. I needed a root canal because of a molar eating bacteria had reached my nerves. Mind you, I've been working since I was 16 years of age. I have a college degree, but the pain got me in between jobs, which means no insurance. If you're an American and have a level 10 pain, just go to the emergency room or an urgent care. Bankruptcy only lasts 7 years, and American life expectancy is about 70 years of age, which is the lowest compared to our peer nations. I'm talking about 500,000 people that will go bankrupt this year because of medical bills in the United States, LA Times 2019. At this rate, 60% of the U.S. population will be bankrupt in 10 years. According to PBS Healthcare Crisis webpage, delaying care for fear of medical bills is a downward spiral that leads to ultimately higher healthcare costs for all of us. More than one-third of uninsured adults report they have problems paying their bills, which explains why many of the uninsured don't seek out the care they need until the last minute. But when an uninsured person is in crisis and cannot pay, the burden falls upon the insured population, the hospitals, the doctors, and the government. These billions of dollars of uncompensated care drive up healthcare insurance for everyone. If the healthcare system doesn't allow every resident in the United States to be seen now, it's going to cost extra in the future. The healthcare system needs to prepare for the 27 million Americans that don't see a doctor regularly. We need to have programs where we invite everyone in the community that does not have healthcare insurance the opportunity to see a doctor. We need to have more incentives for our youth to become doctors and nurses instead of lawyers and Wall Street traders. We should have our armed forces help attack our biggest foe, weak vigor. Instead of playing defense, let's go on the offense and attack the country's growing health conditions. Major provisions of the Affordable Care Act were introduced recently, but there are still millions of Americans that feel hopeless because they can't see a doctor. The hypocrisy of the system has been illustrated with the COVID-19 virus. Now that we have an infectious virus going around, we have free vaccines. But before, there were millions of Americans dying for causes that could have been treated with a vaccine. Only when it affects the majority of the workforce of the rich and powerful do we finance our healthcare. Together, we are more powerful than any CEO or any Wall Street bank. Don't forget that, American people. Unprejudiced healthcare system for everyone, like France, Canada, and the UK. May God bless healthcare workers around the world, and may God bless the United States of America.